All right, good morning, everybody.
每一个大家早安。
So it is a pleasure to be here over the internet.
很荣幸今天能够透过网络跟我们在一起。
And so the one benefit of me speaking over the internet is that I feel obligated to have a PowerPoint presentation.
今天我们要透过网络来分享，有一个好处就是我觉得我需要放一些资料在网上给大家看。
And so welcome to Albert Liu's PowerPoint presentation here.
欢迎大家来看我今天所要给大家看的一些的资料。
And so today's topic is actually going to be dealing with something that I think most Asian churches have to deal with.
我们今天的主题是讲到很多亚洲的教会都要面对的问题。
And now it's not even that American churches don't have to deal with it, but there is a uniqueness to understanding this idea of young and old people within the church that is a little special for multicultural churches or places with a cultural gap.
并不是说美国的教会他们没有这样的问题，而是在一个多文化或是亚裔的教会里面比较有这样的一个问题需要来面对。
Because for those that have kids, right? I have a kid now. And for those that have kids, you realize that there's a little bit of a different way that your kids versus you see the world.
如果你是有孩子的，就像我自己也有孩子，你会发现说，小孩子跟你在看这个世界的眼光是有一些不一样的。
And now it has nothing to do with you being older and then being younger, but sometimes there's just a complete different point of view based upon what is going on.
并不是这样的不同看法不一定跟年纪有关系，而是跟他们怎么样看这个事情有关系。
Yeah, because it's so different. And so I think that the Bible is actually has great imagery and great pictures of how the young and old are supposed to work together within the church.
而在圣经上也有这样的经文讲到年轻的、很年长的、可以怎么样一起来服侍。
But before that, let me just pray for us, and then we'll get right into it, okay?
在我们继续我们讲到之前，让我们有一个祷告的时间。
All right, dear Lord, we want to thank you for this time.
亲爱的主，我们为这段时间感谢你。
We pray, Lord, that you would speak through your word.
我们祷告你能够透过你的话语向我们说话。
That you give us hearts that are softened and ready and willing for you to mold.
让我们有一颗温柔预备好的心能够让你来塑造。
And we thank you for everyone here.
我们感谢你带领每一个人来到这里。
And pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告侍奉耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
So, don't worry, this is not like class time, so I won't be calling you to answer any questions or anything.
大家不用担心，我们现在不是在课堂上课，所以不用担心我叫你的名字回答问题。So,
what you hear is first, because some people, I don't know if everybody who is here knows who I am.
因为我不知道是不是每一个今天在线上的人都知道我是谁。
And so, who is Albert Liu? I graduated in the year 2000.
所以我要介绍一下 Albert Liu是谁。 我在2000年大学毕业。
I won't tell you what I graduated from. You can guess.
我不告诉你我从哪所大学毕业，你可以猜一猜。
I'm married to Lucy.
我娶了露西。
And so, if anybody watches movies from the 90s and 2000s, she is actually Lucy Liu.
如果你有看过一个电影，在1999年到2000年，她就是那个露西刘。
开玩笑啦, just kidding. But her name is really Lucy Liu now. She used to be Lucy Lee.
但是她的名字现在真的是跟那个影星的名字一样，是刘露西。
And so I'm employed. I work in IT for a law firm in New York City.
我在纽约市的一个律师事务所，在做资讯科技方面的工作。
I have one minion or like a child who I call minion Ellie, so Ellie Liu.
我家里有一个小宝贝，就是刘爱丽。
And so if you look, I have a lot of likes and dislikes, but a lot of them have to do with food.
如果接下来大家会看到我喜欢的一些事情，很多都是跟食物有关系。
So this quarantine is dangerous because the only exercise I'm getting is my jaws.
所以 现在在居家里的时间是对我很危险的，因为我唯一动的最多的就是我的下巴。
So if you notice I have an extra chin, I apologize. It's because quarantine is allowing me to eat too much.
如果你看到我有双层下巴，我很抱歉，因为这个居家令让我吃了好多。
So this is my wife, if you've never seen her before.
如果你从没有见过我的太太，你可以现在在荧幕上见到她。
She, yeah, she doesn't like that I posted this picture, but that's okay.
她并不喜欢我把她的照片放在这里，不过还好啦。
Because she says I look better than her here.
她说这样比她自己亲自在这里还好。
This is my daughter, baby Ellie.
这是我的女儿小艾丽。
And this is baby Ellie during quarantine.
这是我的女儿在家守居家令的样子。
Yeah. So when we talk about youth, right?
当我们讲到少年人。
There's a lot of different terms and phrases that we use them like.
我们会用一些不同的词语来形容。
So we call them youth, young adult,English speakers or English ministry, kids, college students, next generation.
我们会可能会称他叫少年，或是英文事工的孩子，或是大学生，或是下一代。
And so all of these phrases become a way that the church has tried to label or to deal with the next generation.
这些词句都是教会好像用来标志这个下一代的人。
And so it all looks very good.In front of us, right? On paper.
他们看起来好像都是很好的。
But the issue is that many times the next generation is typically something that churches or people don't know how to deal with in the context of scripture and the context of a church.
但是很多时候教会在用圣经或是教导角度来看的时候并不知道怎么样来被面对这一群年轻人。
And even in a situation where there are many youth, kids, or college students, or young adults,
在一个情形下，不管他们是少年或者是大学生，
many times it feels like almost, especially as somebody who grew up in the church, that you're just kind of this group of people that they don't know what to do with.
很多时候在教会里面我们好像都不知道怎么样来跟这一群孩子相处。
And so a lot of the young people, especially in church, and I'm just sharing with you what I've noticed.
我现在要跟大家分享的是我所注意到的，我们发现有一些教会里面的这些孩子。
And these kids run into these sort of gripes or angers. These kids will...not be able to do certain things, so they get frustrated.
这些孩子他们很多事情他们不能做，所以他们心中常常觉得很沮丧。
And so, for example, some of the things that they may say is they have no say in anything.
举个例子，你们会在荧幕上面看到一些标志，他们好像不能对什么事情做什么评论。
The leaders don't understand us.
带领的人不了解他们。
We're just kids.
看他们只是孩子一样。
Nobody thinks we're capable of anything.
没有人认为他们可以做什么事。
And we're the workhorses whenever there's a need.
可是当有需要的时候呢，他们其实就是吃苦耐劳的一群人。
And so I'm not saying this for your church specifically, but in general, the Asian church kind of falls into this category.
我并不是说你的教会有这样的问题，但是一般来说，在亚裔的教会里面，好像就是有这样的问题存在。
Because, from growing up, even now, it feels like that the church just wants a babysitter for the youth.
很多教会看起来就是希望能够有一些保姆来照顾这群年轻人而已。
Or just, you know, let the college students just do their thing, have fun.
或是就让那些大学生做他们喜欢好玩的事情。
Or young adults, now that you're older, how about you lead the college, the high schoolers, and the children?
或是这些青年，现在他们已经比较大了，是不是你们就来带这些大学生或是少年的人？
And so if you ever think about like some your churches, or maybe you've been to other churches, usually if there's something that needs to be done, they will say, oh, find some youth, or find some young adults, or find some college students.
所以我们常常在教会里面看到说，如果有什么事情需要做的时候，我们都会说去找一些大学生或是青年人或是那些少年人来帮忙。
Oh, they have the energy, they can do it, they have the time, don't worry.
因为他们有精力，他们有时间，不用担心。
And then for those who are younger, a lot of times we feel obligated, so we just say, okay, we'll do it.
对那些比较小的，他们就觉得说，哦，他们就是应该做的那一群人，说好吧，我们来做。
But when it comes to decision making, all of a sudden they're too young to make decisions or they're too young to understand these difficult topics.
可是当我们教会要做一些决定的时候，这一群人就变成是太年轻的人，他们不明白，没有办法做决定的一群人。
And so when we think about youth, I think the church really has to shift the way that we deal with the next generation.
所以当我们讲到少年这群少年人，我们教会应该要改变我们的眼光来看。
But at the same time, we need to start thinking, especially for those who are younger, and for everybody, everybody's been younger at one point in their life.
所以我们必须要来思想，因为我们每一个人都曾经经过少年这样的时期。
That what is the right way to be the younger and to be the older? What does God call us to do?
神召我们来做的一个方式应该是怎么样来成为一个年轻人或者怎样成为一个比较年长的人呢
And so let me start off with a quick story about my life.
让我自己用很简短的用我自己的故事来跟大家分享。
And so when my dad tells me I came to Christ when I was around 5 or 6 at VBS.
当我在一个
Vacation Bible School, yeah.
暑期夏令圣经班的时候，我的父亲带领我来认识基督。
And so my dad says he knows I came to Christ because after I prayed the prayer at VBS, immediately began to evangelize to my friends.
我父亲告诉我说，他为什么知道我在那个时候真的认识基督呢？因为当我接受基督做了那个祷告之后，我就开始跟我的朋友传福音了。
And so then during VBS, I brought them to the VBS that week and, you know, talked to them about Jesus.
所以在暑期圣经班的那一周里面，我都带我的朋友来到教会，然后跟他们讲关于耶稣的事。
And when I was 13, my dad told me one day, he said, Albert, if you don't want to be a Christian, you don't have to. So from this point on, if you say, no, I don't want to go to church, then you don't have to go to church.
而在我13岁的时候，我的父亲对我说 ，Albert， 如果你不想要成为基督徒，没有关系；如果你决定你不想要成为基督徒，你不来教会也没关系。
But if you choose to come to church, it's between you and God. You make your own decision, your relationship with God.
但如果你选择要继续来教会，那你要自己做这样的决定，因为这是你自己跟主耶稣的关系，你要自己去建立这样的关系。
And so I said, okay, no, I want to go to church.
所以我就对我爸爸说，好，我愿意继续来到教会。
And so it became my choice, and I went to church.
所以那是我的选择，我就继续去教会。
And by the time I was 15 or 16, I was already serving in the youth group.
我到了15或是16岁的时候，我已经在少年团契里面服侍了。
I was teaching in Sunday school.
我也已经在教主日学了。
For kids Sunday school.
儿童主日学。
And by the time that I went to college, at the age of 18,
到我18岁上大学的时候，
I was already leading our youth group.
我已经在带少年团契了。
About 60 kids per week, every Friday.
每一个礼拜六我带领60个孩子左右。
And then in college, I ended up becoming the president of our campus fellowship.We originally started with about 40 people, and in that year we ended up with about 120 or 130.
在大学的时候，我已经成为我们校园团契里的主席。那时候大概开始的时候有40几个学生，到后来到了120个左右的学生。
Within that 1 year, and then at the same time, I started our college, which eventually became our young adult Bible study at church.
到后来我就成为教会主日学的老师了。
And, not just for Sunday school, but the actual fellowship, our actual college fellowship and our young adult fellowship started from there.
哦，在我们大学团契里面，我也是讲员，也在少年团契里面当讲员。
Yeah, because after I started driving people from school all the way back to Princeton in order to, I went to Rutgers, so I drove them back every single Thursday for Bible study.
因为我是去洛哥大学念书，我开始把学校的学生带到我们教会去。
And so after college, I continued to lead youth and do all sorts of things, speaking, worship, Sunday school, translating everything.
在大学之后我继续服侍，我也服侍青少年，我也教主日学，我也当翻译，我也在敬拜。
Now the reason why I tell you all these things is not to show you what or how good Albert is.
我跟大家讲这一些，不是要告诉你说我是多厉害的一个人。
But many times, if you want to think about it, by the time I was 22 and graduated from college,
我要讲的是到了我22岁那时候从大学毕业的时候
I had already been serving for almost five, six years or seven years.
我已经服侍了五六七年了
And not just, you know, taking care of kids in a daycare, but actually starting fellowships and working amongst large groups of people.
我不单单只是照顾那些青少年小孩子，其实我已经开始成立团契，在团契里面服侍很多人。
And a lot of Chinese churches actually started from this kind of environment, right?
很多中文的教会都是从团契这样的环境开始成立教会的。
But I always ran into a problem.
但是我常常是遇到这样的问题。
Because when I talk to someone in church who's older,
当我跟教会里面比较年长的人讲话时
I know that they came to Christ probably 3 to 4 years ago.
我知道他们大概在三四年前信主。
But the mentality is always, well, you're younger, so you should listen to me.
而他们的思想乃是，我是比他们年轻，所以我要听他们的。
And so if you think about this, like from the perspective of, from my perspective,
从我自己的角度来看这样的问题时，
it makes me confused, right?
我觉得很困惑。
I've been a Christian for, you know, over 20 years or close to 20 years from when I was younger.
我已经成为基督徒大概有20年之久了。
I've been serving in leadership and starting fellowships for already 5 to 7 years.
我已经在教会侍奉做领袖已经有五六年了。
Why is it that you being older in age makes it so that I must sit there and listen to something that I think is wrong?
为什么只是因为你的年纪比我年长，我就必须要坐下来听你所说的，有一些我认为是不正确的。
And so originally the younger Albert, right? I'm a little older now.
我现在是比较年长了，那以前我是比较年轻的时候。
But I used to think to myself, I used to get angry.
我常常对这样的事情很愤怒。
Yes, I knew the Bible, I knew First Timothy chapter 4, I knew all those things.
是的，我知道，我知道圣经里面的话语，我也知道提摩太前书四章，提摩太前书四章所说的这些事。
And I knew how I was supposed to act.
我也知道我应该怎么样来行动。
But I never understood spiritually why I must do certain things.
但是其实我并没有真正明白在属灵上面为什么我必须要有某一种行动呢？
And so if you turn with us, we have also the PowerPoint presentation to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
所以现在我们一起来看提摩太前书四章十二节。
It says this. I'll read it first in English, and then we can read it in Mandarin.
我先用英文来讲，来念，再来我们再来读中文的部分。
And so the main part is I'm going to read verse 11 to verse 16.
我只读十一节和十六节。
11
to 16. Yeah.
So, command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given to you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things, immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by doing so, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人。 不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，直到我来。你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
And so when you read this passage, there is a certain, so if you don't know the background to this, this is Paul telling Timothy, who he sent to the church, to say, hey, you need to start thinking about what is going to happen there.
这段经文是保罗写给他差遣去教会牧养教会的提摩太，告诉他说你要去思想这些事。
And he says it in a very, very aggressive manner.
他用一种很积极的态度来对提摩太说。
He says, let no one despise you for your youth.
不要叫人小看你年轻。
And so, 小看 in Chinese is kind of like look down upon. The English word that they use is actually much more aggressive, right? Despise.
中文的小看呢是有点就是轻看，但是英文呢，讲的好像更严厉一点。
And both of them are is something that most people will have trouble with.
很多人在这方面都有问题。
Whether you're young or you're old, if someone despises or looks down upon you, that's a big problem.
不管你年轻或是年长，如果有人轻看你，这是一个大问题。
And so despise, if you see here, it says, what does it mean to despise, or what does it mean to 小看, right? To look down upon, contempt, hate, abhor.
这里我们可以看到小看它有更深一层的意思，有讲到厌恶、憎恨、轻看、藐视。
And so when you see this, and Paul is telling Timothy, do not let them despise you because of your youth,
这里保罗告诉提摩太，不要让人小看你年轻。
And so that 让人 or allow is actually a action word.
不要让人，这个是一个你要有行动的。
There's a direct action that you must do to stop this.
这里有一个直接的行动你必须要采取来停止这样的事情。
No, you don't stay silent and stay quiet.
你并不是保持静默。或是安静。
And so we can look at this verse and we can say, oh, well, then I'm allowed to be angry.
当我们看这样经文的时候，我们说，哦，那这样的话就是说我可以对这样的事情生气。
So when young people look at this verse, they may say, oh, well, I have every right to be angry because I'm being looked down upon.
所以当年轻人看到这个经文的时候，他就说，哦，如果今天我被轻视的时候，我有权来生气。
But what is the correct response from when we are looking at what Paul is telling Timothy?
但是如果我们看保罗所要告诉提摩太的一个正确的回应态度应该是什么呢？
And also for those who are now older and may not be considered the young group, how are you looking at the youth is what we want to take a look at in this passage.
而对这一些比较年长的人，你应该怎么样来看年轻人？这段经文对我们也是有这方面的教导。
Because honestly, when you look at when Timothy or when Paul was starting their ministry, they weren't like, you know, 15 or 16.
当我们看到提摩太或是保罗他们开始侍奉的时候，他们可能就是十五、十六岁的年纪。
They weren't. They were not 15 or 16.
他们不是十五、十六岁这样的年纪。
Yeah, they're probably closer to late 20s and early 30s.
他们可能是在20接近30这样的年纪。
And so someone who is 20 or 30 years old is saying, and Paul is telling this 20 or 30 year old to, hey, don't let others look down on you. That means the people who he's dealing with are probably like older people within the church, like much older than him.
当保罗告诉提摩太，他当时大概就二十几到三十岁这样年纪的时候，告诉他说：“你不要让人小看你年轻。”那表示他们当时服侍的很多人都是比他们年纪大很多的。
And so we're going to look at both ends of the spectrum.
所以我们要来看，怎么样来回答这些问题？今天。
And so if you look, the first thing that Paul tells Timothy is this.
我们来看第一件事情，保罗告诉提摩太的事。
He says, but set the believers an example.
你要成为众人的榜样。
And the first one is in speech.
第一个就是言语。
So if you look at and you think about this idea of set the believers an example, this is the action that Paul is telling Timothy to have when people look down upon him.
所以当保罗叫提摩太要在众人面前成为他们的榜样，就是要提摩太在人小看他的时候要有一些行为出来。
Because that action is not one anger, but rather an example.
这里就是讲到说你的反应并不是讲到你有权生气，这个反应是一个行动。
It's an action, one where you become the example for those who look down upon you.
这个行动是要成为那一些人的榜样。
Because Paul doesn't tell Timothy, well, get angry and then, you know, fight against them and show them who's boss. He says, set an example.
保罗并不是告诉提摩太说你要去生气，要去对付这些人，而是说你要成为这些人的一个榜样。
And he begins with speech because speech is usually the first thing that people who are maybe a different generation look down upon.
而他讲的第一个行动是讲到言语方面，因为这个言语可能是别人轻看你的一个原因。
Because as a young person or younger people, sometimes we speak truth without fear.
因为年轻人常常很容易就是很勇敢的就讲出一些事实来。
But this truth sometimes is not put in the right timing, so we speak out of turn.
但是很多时候他们并不是在合宜的时间来讲出这样的事实。
At least that's the assumption, right? That is what people assume.
这个是听到的人他们认为的。
And that because we speak out of turn, we start to embarrass people, right?
因为我们在讲话的时候不合时宜，很多时候我们使人家很尴尬。
And so then speaking truth, 就让人丢脸 if you want to use the Chinese phrase, right? And that we're crass and reactive, so we react to things.
很多时候我们在讲事实的时候可能也是很鲁莽，也是反应得很快。
And so then when Paul is teaching Timothy to, hey, set the believers an example, the first is in speech.
所以当保罗在告诉提摩太你要在众人面前做榜样的时候，他第一个讲的是在言语上面。
Because your speech is what will be the first thing that somebody comes in contact with.
因为你所说的话是人家可以用来认识你的第一个经验。
But then how do you set an example? And the Bible is actually clear on this for us. The action to set an example is James chapter 3.
我们怎么样在言语上面能够来做众人榜样呢？在雅各书第三章里面有给我们很多的教导。
That you must tame your tongue.
就是你要控制你的舌头。
Because a tongue is like a small rudder of a large ship, right?
因为我们的舌头就好像一艘大船里面的一个小小的舵。
Or the bit in a horse's mouth.
或是一个在马嘴里面的脚环。
And so these words that we use really dictate the actions of our heart.
所以这些字都是用来描述我们的心。
And so when Paul tells Timothy, set an example to the believers in speech, he's saying, first and foremost, watch out what you say.
所以当保罗在告诉提摩太你要在言语上面做榜样，其实就要告诉他说你要注意你口所说的。
If they speak by looking down upon you, then you must control your tongue and speak back in a godly way.
如果别人透过他们的言语来轻视你，那你就要控制你自己的舌头，用属神的话语来回应。
Because when you speak in anger or in hatred, it is naturally going to show in the things that you say.
因为当你在怒气中说话，所说的话，那不能表示出你自己。
Because it is an outpouring of what's inside your heart.
因为你心里所存的，口里就说出来。
But if you're able to speak out of love, then that means your heart is full of love and becomes an example to everybody who deals with you.
但是如果你所说的话能够充满爱，那表示你的心里面就是有爱，那你所表现出来就可以成为众人的榜样。
And if you truly have a love-filled truth, then when you speak truth, it comes out in a way that can be an example to others.
如果你心中充满的是爱的真理，那你所说出来的真理就会充满着爱，让人家感受到。
And at the same time, you must be able to speak truth without fear of culture or of man.
而在同时，当你在讲事实的时候，你也要能够勇敢，没有惧怕的说出来。
Because you are accountable not to people, but rather to God.
因为你是向神负责，而不是对人负责的。
And so this idea of setting the believer's example means that, hey, young person, even if they look down on you, you speak truth, you speak love, you speak grace, you speak mercy, you speak what God has enabled you to speak and what God has put on your heart.
所以这里保罗所教导的是，我们在说话的时候，我们就是说出诚实的话，用爱心说话，用温柔说话，用神给我们的话语来对人说话。
And then after you speak, your actions must match what you speak.
而在你说出之后，你自己的行为要跟你所说的要一致。
You see, the reason why a lot of times people don't like the way young people act,
很多时候为什么人们不喜欢年轻人他们的行为呢？
They think that we act too quickly.
大家都认为年轻人都是做得太快。
And that we act without thinking.
年轻人常常没有想就去做了。
They believe that we act in an overboard manner.
很多时候都觉得年轻人是过度行动。
That we act seemingly with more passion than experience.
好像这些年轻人他们所行的是出于热心胜于他们所有的经验。
And yes, many young people have the energy and have the reaction because they're young.
很多年轻人因着是他们年轻，他们有精力，他们就这样子做了。
And so, but the problem is that if we are to conduct ourselves in a way as an example,
问题是如果我们要表现我们自己是要成为人的榜样的时候，
then we need to start thinking about the impact that our actions have.
我们要去思想我们所表现出来的带来的影响。
Are we acting in a way that other people can look at and say that is what we're supposed to do? That is the example.
我们所行的让人家看到的是不是这是一个好榜样呢？
But at the same time, for those who are looking at those who are younger,
同时对那些去看别人是比较年轻的那些人。
Where is the life and the energy that you once had in your actions?
对这些年长一点的人来说，你过去所有的那些经历。
Why is it that there is more fear when doing things even for God?
为什么现在好像你在为神做事的时候，心中充满更多的恐惧呢？
You see, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27,
在腓立比书一章十七节,
One of the things, this verse is actually quite interesting.
这个经文很有意思。
It says, Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel, so that whether I come and see you or in absence, I hear you that you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel.
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
You see that? It says, let your life, manner of life be worthy of the gospel. Let your actions be worthy of the gospel.
这里讲到说，让你们的行事为人与福音相称。
Because when you set an example for the believers, young person, remember that your life is based upon the gospel.
就是对着年轻人说，当你在未信的人面前所行的一切，你要让他们看见你的行为是跟你所信的福音是相称的。
Like Matthew chapter 5, you see the city on the hill example or the salt of the earth example.
在马太25章里面，你也可以看见，好像在山上照的城，或是点的灯。
That your life is on view for each and every single person, whether in the church or outside of it.
你的生命, 不管是在教会的人面前或是在不信的人面前大家都是看得到的。
So you must live a life that is blameless before them.
所以你要在他们面前活出一个没有指责的这样的 生命。
So, you know, I grew up as a pastor's kid, right?
大家都知道我是牧师的孩子。
And one of the toughest parts about pastor's kid is that you are always looked at. Everybody observes and sees what you do.
那你就知道每一个人都会看着你所做的因为你是牧师的儿子。
And so sometimes you have to be the 乖孩子, right? You have to be the good kid.
所以很多时候你必须要做一个乖孩子。
And the tough part of this is that I didn't realize this before, but I realize it now.
在过去我并没有认知到这件事情，但是我现在认知到了。
Because,
做牧师的孩子最困难的一件事情。
Because I realized that a lot of the kids didn't like me that much, but they were still my friends.
我认知到说很多其他的孩子其实并不喜欢我的样子，可是他们还是我的朋友。
And I didn't know why, because I thought I was a pretty good friend.
我不知道为什么他们不喜欢我以前我那个样子，因为我觉得我对他们来讲我是一个好朋友。
And I find out later that it was actually because this sort of thing will happen.
我后来发现就是因为这些事情的发生。
That sometimes, for example, if their kid, let's say just John, right? John goes to his parents and says, hey, I want to go to this birthday party.
举个例子，有一个孩子叫 John， 他去他的跟他父母说他要去一个生日派对。
And of course, as an Asian parent, they say immediately first answer is always no.
作为亚裔的父亲，常常第一句回答的话都是不行。
And then the kid says, oh, but you know, everybody's going to be there. He's my good friend. They give you all sorts of excuses.
小孩子就会想办法说服父母说，你知道他是我的朋友，每一个人都会去参加。
And the parents will always ask one thing.
那父母就一定会问一个问题。
Is Albert going?
Albert 会去吗？
Yeah, Albert's going. Then, okay.
那孩子说，会啊， Albert 会去啊。那父母就说，好。
If they say, no, Albert's not going, then parents say, okay, you can't go either.
那如果他对父母说，没有， Albert 不去，那他们的父母就说，那你也不可以去。
And so they get very frustrated.
所以他们就很沮丧。
Or their parents say, why don't you be, more obedient like Albert?
或是他们的父母会跟他们说：“你们为什么不像 Albert 这样那么听话呢
？”Why don't you go serve in church like Albert？
你为什么不去教会像 Albert 这样侍奉呢
？And so, throughout my entire younger life, that is what happened. So they liked me because they were my friend, but they also did not like that I existed.
所以在我年轻的时候，事情就是这样子，所以他们喜欢我，因为我是他们的朋友。可是他们不喜欢我，因为我造成他们很多的麻烦。
And so you see, actions and what you do sometimes can bring about people looking at it, and that example may not be something they want to follow.
所以我们在这里看到说，我们所行的这一些，人家所看到的，不一定是能够成为让他们愿意去跟随的一个榜样。
Because to be honest, sometimes in order to act according to scripture, you may insult many other people.
坦白的说，很多时候你为了遵照圣经的话所行的，但是你所行的可能会让一些人看到，感觉到不好意思。
But at the same time, that conduct is necessary to set the example for the believers.
但是同时，这样的行为也是一个必须的。在信徒面前成为榜样的。
If your church lacks the energy and passion behind their faith,
如果一个教会没有热心、没有热情的话，
then you must be that person with passion and with faith.
那你就必须要成为那个有信心、有热情的人。
Sometimes people may be turned off by that.
很多人可能会因为这样子就不来教会。
But if you are doing this out of love,they many times will turn around and see your life of faith and come to Christ.
但是如果你是出于爱心而这样行的时候，很多时候会影响他们，改变他们，让他们再回转回到基督面前。
But on the other side,
另外一方面来说，
you may do something that is right or true.
你可能所做的是对的，是真实的。
But if it's not done in your conduct is not in the right way, then it will actually turn people off to church and the gospel.
但是你所行的并不是用对的方法去做的时候，还是可能使人远离教会，远离圣经。
And so when Paul tells Timothy to watch and your conduct, be an example in your conduct, it has a lot of different pieces together.
所以当保罗告诉提摩太你要注意你自己的行为的时候，是讲到很多方面的。
Because it's not so easy as act good.
因为你要做的对并不是那么容易的。
It's not just be nice.
并不是说你人很好就可以。
It says that you must conduct yourself in a way that everybody else should follow, even as a young person.
这里讲的是你所行的要让人家愿意来跟随，即使是你很年轻。
You see, because that action requires love, that proper conduct requires love.
因为这样子的行动是需要有出于爱心的。
I mean, you guys know 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the chapter about love, right?
我想每一个人都很熟悉哥林多前书13章所讲的爱。
Like, without love, then I am nothing, right?
这里讲到说没有爱我就算不得什么。
And so, when you think about all the actions that Christ performed,
当我们想到耶稣基督为我们所行的一切,
then you realize that love becomes the very center of our actions and our words.
那我们就知道爱就是我们所有行动和言语的中心。
Because it becomes so difficult when we want to be right in our words, as in truth in words and truth in action,but then to add and inject love as the reason why.
因为我们如果只是有想要用话语、想要用行动来证明一些对的事情是很困难的，如果没有爱的话。
Because truth in speech and truth in conduct without love is very abrasive.
如果我们在言语行动上面讲出一些事实真理来，可是却没有爱，那是很容易伤害人。
And if it hurts people, then we are not doing this in a way that should be an example.
那如果我们所做的伤害的人，那我们所做的就不是要成为众人榜样的一个样子。
It doesn't matter if you're morally right.
尽管你在道德各方面是对的。
Because let me give you an example that's a sensitive topic.
让我给大家一个例子。
And so, for example, abortion.
我们讲到堕胎。
Or homosexuality.
同性。
Or racism.
种族歧视。
If you think about these topics, it is very difficult for Chinese churches specifically to even talk about these issues.
这些问题对中国的教会都是很难面对、很难谈论的一些问题。
I mean, for me, it's very uncomfortable to even say those three things.
要讲这三件事情对我来讲也都是不舒服的。
But according to, if we're, you know, conservative Christians, we have our views on how we should deal with these things.
我们作为一个保守基督徒，我们都有我们自己看待这三方面的观点。
We say, okay, Bible, definitely, you're not supposed to kill babies. Weird, homosexuality is wrong according to scripture. And, you know, slavery and racism, I mean, that's not something that we have to deal with.
我们会说，根据圣经来看，我们知道，堕胎是不对的，同性恋是不对的，有奴隶或是种族歧视都是不对的。
But when we want to conduct or speak, we don't want to rock the boat, so we're going to remain silent.
而当我们讲到言语跟行动的时候，我们就不能静默不语了。
But is that action and that speech really out of love within our hearts?
但是当我们说出一些话，或是有一些行动的时候，真是出于爱心吗？
Because you have to realize, love within an example moves action and moves speech.
因为我们知道这个爱本身呢，它能够改变、感动我们所说的以及我们所行的。
And so, when we talk about speech and conduct, it's actually on both ends. It's both what you do as well as what you don't do.
所以当我们讲到言语跟行动的时候，是讲到 两方面的，就是我们应该做的或是不应该做的。
Because the very core of what we must do must be out of Christ's love.
因为我们所做的一个中心，就是一个核心，就是因为就应该是出于基督的爱。
Because sometimes Christ's love tells us to be silent and to not act out of our own pride.
因为有时候基督的爱会告诉我们，我们应该要安静，不要做什么。
But at the same time, Christ's love sometimes forces us to act and to speak, even when it is uncomfortable.
而有时候基督的爱也会催促我们去讲或是去行动，即使这并不是让我们很舒服的。
Because John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35.
在约翰福音13章14、15节。
And you actually read a very commonly used verse.
这个是我们很熟悉的经文。
Actually, it's, let me see here. One second while I turn to it. It says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
这里说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
You see, love as a reason makes it so that more people should be attracted to the person of Christ.
这里我们看见，因着这爱，可以有更多的人被基督的爱吸引来到他面前。
But love can only be shown through your conduct and your speech.
但是只有透过你的言语跟行动，能够让人家看见爱。
And so while even people look down upon you saying that you're emotional, you're too passionate, that you care more about love than truth, sometimes love, Christ's love, forces us to even act more.
即使有人轻看我们说，哦，我们是太情绪化，我们是过度的热情，那但是只有基督的爱能够驱使我们继续去爱。
But you know what? This idea of love and Christ's love actually stems from something else.
那我们要知道这一个基督的爱事实上是从一个地方出来的。
It actually comes from faith.
这个是从信心来的。
Because it says, set the believer's example in speech, in conduct, in love, and in faith.
因为这里讲到说要做众人的榜样，要在言语、行为、爱心。还有信心上。
Because faith is actually a really interesting topic, and you've probably heard a ton of sermons on it.
信心是一个很有意思的主题，我们可能听过关于这方面很多的讲论。
But when you think about the way that people look down on us for our faith,
可是当我们在思想人们因着我们的信心来轻看我们的时候，
sometimes they get angry that, oh, you are blindly following your beliefs.
有时候人家会对我们说，我们就是盲目的 跟从我们自己的信仰。
Or hey, faith is impractical because there's no real application to it. It's just what you're thinking.
或是他们可能会说，信心这种东西不实际的，因为你并没有实际的东西可以抓着看到的。
And that you're not trusting the order of things. There's an order. There's what should happen. And so, why are you talking about faith?
或是他们认为说我们并没有信靠在教会里面的这些结构或是次序。
And so I'm not saying that church structure is wrong, okay? That's not what I'm saying.
我并不是说教会的结构是有问题的。
But what I'm saying is that sometimes when people look at like a true act of faith, it doesn't feel like it's attached to anything of substance.
我要讲的是很多时候人在看我们的信心的时候，他们就是看不到这个信心有一些什么实际 的东西可以看到加剧。
So then how do you set an example in faith if it's so abstract?
那如果信心是这样的抽象，那我们怎么样在信心上做众人的榜样呢？
It's so that, for example, Hebrews chapter 11, right?
举个例子，在希伯来书十一章。
It is the book of faith.If you guys know from scripture,
如果我们知道这一章所讲的都在讲信心。
Says verse 39 says this in chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章三十九节。
It says, and all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised.
这里讲到这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
You see, Hebrews 11 talks about from the beginning, like, you know, by faith, Abraham did this, by faith, Isaac did this, by faith, you know, over and over and over, Moses did this, and David did this. And so there's an entire book recounting the history of Israel and what they did by faith.
如果我们看希伯来书十一章一开始，他讲到亚伯拉罕因着信，摩西因着信，大卫因着信，很多人因着信做一些事情。
But what's most interesting is at the end of that chapter, it says they all live by faith, but what? But they did not receive anything.
有意思的是，在这一章的最后面讲到这些人都因着信得了美好的证据，可是却未得着所应许的。
What exactly is faith?
所以信心到底是什么呢？
Because many times when we say that we trust or we have faith,
很多时候我们讲到我们信靠，我们有信心。
We are saying that we must see the result now.
我们其实在说我们必须要看到结果。
Right? If you think about it, isn't that what we do?
想一想，这个不就是我们所做的吗？
We pray, God, you must heal, you must do this, you must do that.
我们跟神祷告说，神啊，你要医治，你要这样做，你要那样做。
And then when it doesn't happen, we say, oh, well, God said no.
那当这件事情没有发生的时候，我们就说：“哦，神说不。”
Is that really the case?
真是这样吗？
Because if you look, and if that attitude is what the Old Testament characters had, then they would have given up when they died.
如果我们看圣经里面旧约这些人，如果他们的态度是这样子的时候，他们在他们死之前就早就放弃他们的信仰了。
But setting the believers an example in faith means what?
但是在众人面前做一个榜样，意思是什么呢？
That even if we do not receive what we believe God has promised us now,
就是即使我们现在并没有领受到神所应许的，
we still are able to trust that the Lord will act and will move.
我们仍然相信神会做，神也会有行动。
Because the reason is because we have faith in eternity.
原因是因为我们是在永恒里面有信心的。
Because I'm not going to make you turn to it, but John 16:33 basically says that I have overcome the world, which is what Christ says.
因为在约翰福音十六章讲到我已经约翰福音十六章三十二节讲到耶稣讲到说我已经胜了这个世界。
Because if we truly believe that, then our faith is based upon something that is eternal, not just here and now.
因为如果我们真是相信神的话的话，我们的信就必须要根据在永恒上面。
Because if we have this faith that is eternal, only then can our love truly exist.
只有我们的信心是根据这个永恒存在，我们的爱才能够有能力表现出来。
Because we know that if we love now, that it is remembered in eternity.
因为我们知道我们现在能够去爱的时候，这一份爱会在永恒里面被纪念的。
And that love can drive all the actions and things that we do.
而这份爱可以驱使带出我们所有一切的行动。
And those actions are able to match up to the words that we can say.
而这些行动可以跟我们所说的成为一致。
And finally, it says set an example in purity.
最后保罗讲到说要在清洁上做榜样。
You see, the reason why is because impurity literally means that, that we must have a clean heart and clean conscience before God.
在这里讲到清洁就是我们要有一个清洁的良心跟清洁的心。
And one of the big issues with being able to have faith is that sometimes we are not so pure with the way that we interact with God.
很多时候我们谈到信心的时候，我们会看到我们在神面前并没有这样一个清洁的良心。
Because the idea of purity, if you know from like, you know, making gold or whatever, is that you have to actually burn away all the things that are not pure.
当我们讲到清洁的时候，我们可以想到像黄金要被焚烧炼净一样，把那些杂质炼掉。
It's painful because it removes all these different things from us.
这个过程是痛苦的，因为很多东西要被除掉。
But if we look at people despising us and how we are to set an example, a lot of times I can see why they're upset.
当我们遇到被人轻视，可是我们仍然要在人面前设立一个榜样的时候，我们可以看到说为什么这样的事情会让人气馁的。
Because sometimes they feel that we're so caught up in the world, or that, you know, world culture permeates into the church.
因为很多时候我们发现这个世界对我们影响很大，而且这个文化的趋势是渗透到教会的各个层面。
And so then sometimes people get upset that there's no clear line between what's right or what's wrong, what you should do and what you should not do.
很多时候人们对一些事情觉得很气馁，因为在对跟不对中间没有清楚的界限。
But to set an example actually does not mean to just go against this idea that culture should not be in the church or all these things that they despise.
当我们讲到要清洁的时候，并不是说我们要去对抗这一些文化的潮流，不能让这些东西进入教会。
Because 1 Peter chapter 1,
因为在彼得前书第一章
and 1 Peter chapter 2,
彼得前书的第二章
in chapter 1, it actually says this.
在彼得前书第一章这样说
I'm just going to do verse 16.
我要来念16节
It says, You shall be holy for I am holy.
这里讲到你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
That's a tough call.
这个是一个很难的呼召。
Christ says you must be holy because he is holy.
基督说你们必须要圣洁，因为他是圣洁的。
Chapter 2, verse 9 to 12.
第二章九到十二节。
Let's just do verse 9.Says, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, that you may proclaim his excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
彼得前书第二章第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
You see, to set the believers an example, purity of faith and of love and of action and of speech is absolutely necessary.
所以在这里我们看到要做众人的榜样的时候，在言语、行动、信心还有清洁上都是很重要的。
Because if it is not pure, then what happens is that our own pride and the world begins to soak into the church.
因为如果我们没有这样一个清洁的心的时候，我们的骄傲就容易在我们所做的事上来呈现。
And then that permeates into all of what we think is love, and what we think is faith, what we think is conduct, what we think is speech.
这一切都会影响在我们所说的、所想的、所行的一切。
And so then the power with which we're able to give an example no longer exists.
因此那本来可以让我们所做的一切成为一个榜样这样子的国效就全部不存在了。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你们一个例子。
So Albert, me.
讲到我。
So let's say I'm a really good kid.
那我们说我是一个很好的孩子。
I go to church, I play for worship, I do this, I do that.
我去教会，我去敬拜。
Everybody thinks that I'm a really good person.
每一个人都认为我是一个非常好的人。
So they say, oh, to the girls, marry somebody like Albert.
所以他们对一些女孩说，诶，你如果能够嫁给 Albert.
Or to the guys, you should be more like Albert.
或是对一些男的说，你就应该像 Albert 这样子。
And so for me, that would be a point of pride, right?
那对我来讲，这个是我的骄傲咯。
I'd be very happy.
我会很高兴的。
But let's think about that. Are we telling people to do something bad by being like Albert?
那我们会对人家说，你要去做一些不好的事情，像 Albert 这样吗？
And it goes back and forth.
另外一方面也是同样的意思。
So the, So the idea is this. If everybody looks at me and says, Albert is good.
所以如果没有每一个人都说 Albert 是好的。
And they all be like me.
然后他们都像我一样。
I guarantee you that everybody will fall.
那我向你保证每一个人都会跌倒的。
Because you see, purity would be, if they see Albert is good, they notice that God is good.
因为如果 Albert 他是好的话，就是他们也注意到神是好的。
And so, let me put it a different way to make it a little bit easier.
让我用另外一个方面来讲。
Okay, if people see you,
如果人来看你的时候，
and they see how good you are,
他们看到你是多么的好，
then your faith before God is not pure enough.
那你在神面前的这个信心就不够纯洁。
But if they see you,
但是如果他们看你的时候，
and they see the work of God,
他们看到的是神的工作，
then that is what is supposed to happen.
那这个就是应该发生的事情。
And so Joseph is actually a perfect example of this, right?
事实上约圣经里面的约瑟就是一个很好的例子。
Because Joseph, when he was in Potiphar's house, was a slave.
因为当约瑟在波提法的屋里，他是一个奴隶。
And the Bible says that Potiphar saw that the hand of God was upon Joseph.
圣经里面讲说，波提法看到神的手在约瑟的身上。
And so he put Joseph in charge of everything.
所以他就让约瑟管理所有的事情。
And so then the Lord blessed Potiphar in his entire household.
因此耶和华祝福波提法和他全家。
And so if you want to turn to it later on for yourself, Genesis chapter 39.
如果我们再往下看到了创世纪39章。
It says that basically Potiphar didn't just see Joseph and say, hey, this guy is a really good worker.
这里我们看到波提法他并不是只是看到约瑟他是一个做事做得很好的人。
But rather, a non-believer like Potiphar saw that the Lord was upon Joseph.
而是这一位不认识神的波提法他看到神的手在约瑟的身上。
And so then Joseph became a blessing to Potiphar.
因此约瑟就成为波提法的一个祝福。
And so this idea of purity is one where our faith must continually point to God.
因此我们在讲到这个清洁的时候是讲到我们的信心是要带人指向神的。
You see, the idea behind this passage, 1 Timothy 4:12,
在这个提摩太前书四章十二节里面所要讲的
is not that, hey, make sure everybody knows that they're wrong for looking down upon you.
并不是说要让人知道说当他们小看你的时候他们是错的。
But rather fulfill the promises that God has already put upon you.
而是要来成全神在你身上的应许。
If you read verse 6, it says, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed.
这里也讲到说你便是耶稣基督的好执事在真理的话上和你向来所服从的善道上。
Timothy already has the training and doctrine.
提摩太在神的话语上面已经得到了造就。
If you read verse 14, we don't have to read the whole thing, but it says, do not neglect the gift that you have.
14节讲到你不要轻忽所得的恩赐。
And so when we talk about don't let them look down upon you for your youth,
所以当我们谈到说不要让人小看我们年轻。
It's not just because you're young.
不是因为我们年轻。
But rather, it wasn't that Timothy was just young, but he was already gifted and strong in the Lord.
因为我们看到提摩太，他虽然是年轻，可是他已经从神那边领受了恩赐。
And so the point is that you must act in a way so that everybody sees the good doctrine and the gift that you have as opposed to your age.
所以我们所要行出来是让人家看见我们所得到的恩赐在我们的年龄里面是相合的。
Because there is a difference between physical age and spiritual age.
因为我们身体的年龄跟我们属灵的年龄是有分别的。
It's definitely different. So let's say that we know somebody that was a Christian for, they say, 25 years.
举个例子，我们认识一个人称为基督徒已经25年了。
But the amount of Bible and the amount of things they do for God is the same from when they first believed.
而他们对圣经的认识或是对神所做的事情是跟他们刚认识神的时候是一样的。
But they tell you, I've been a Christian for 25 years.
但是他们对你说，我已经信主25年了。
So it's kind of like me now that I have to do some hiring, right? I'm hiring people and I'm reading resumes.
就像我现在要做的，我在聘请人，那我要看那些人的履历。
There's two types of people.
我看到两种人。
Two resumes could both have 10 years experience.
有的履历有十年的工作经验。
On one side, it's actually, on one side, they do 10 different things.
他们做了十种不同的工作。
And then each of them does something a little bit better, each one.
他们每一个工作会做得比以前的好一些。
And so you see that they're learning and they progress, so therefore they now have 10 years of experience.
那你就看见他们在学习，他们在进步，他们现在有十年的经验。
And on another side, you see somebody who's also worked 10 years.
另外的一份履历，你看到也有人工作了十年。
But the job is the same for 10 years. Exact same thing, every single job, every single year.
他们十年做的都是同一份工作。
So then one side is 10 years experience.
一边是有十年的工作经验。
And one side is 1 year of experience 10 times.
另外一边是有十种。
一年的 1 year's experience 10 times.
每一年有一年的工作经验，但是它是有十倍这样子的经验。
So which one would you hire?
那你会聘请哪一种人呢？
The same thing with spiritual gifts, right?
在属灵的恩赐上面也是一样的。
The number of years, both physically and how long somebody was a Christian, may not necessarily show what the true spiritual age is.
你的实际年龄或是你信主的年龄不一定会真的展现出你实际的属灵年龄。
Because if you have not been sanctified and you do not grow,
因为如果你没有在走成圣的道路，你没有在成长。
If your spiritual age is the same as your regular physical age,
那你的属灵年龄跟你实际的年龄是一样的话。
And you're young in both,
那你在这两方面都是很年轻的年纪。
Then of course, when someone looks at you and says you're immature physically and immature spiritually, then they're right.
那当然人家会这样看你，说你在年龄上或是属灵的年龄上都是不成熟的。
So then you must continue to be sanctified, you must continue to grow.
因此你必须要继续走成圣的道路，你必须要继续成长。
But if God has been already growing you and training you, then even if you are physically young, do not let them look down upon you.
但是如果神已经训练你，已经栽培你，即使你在年龄上是很年轻的，也不用怕被人轻看你。
Because if you are older and looking at the next generation,
因为如果你是比较年长的，你在看下一代的人。
This verse is also for you.
这个经文也是对你有益处的。
To begin to look at people and see whether or not God has given a gift,or if this person has been continually trained up in good doctrine and faith.
帮助你去看一些人，他们是不是继续在神的话语上面被造就，是不是继续在神的话语里面有成长。
And now I'm not saying that, that there is no place for, for experience like over the years.
我并不是说这一些在很多事上面有经历的人，你们就不需要这样的经文了。
What I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is that if we were to consider this from God's perspective,
我所要讲的是，如果我们从神的眼光来看这样的事情，
we are all young.
我们都是年轻的。
We all are inexperienced.
我们都是没有经历的。
But practically speaking, when we're within the church,
实际上我们要讲到在教会里面的情形。
We need to start looking at things from God's eyes.
我们必须要从神的眼光来看事情。
And we ourselves need to continue to be an example, no matter what physical age we are.
不管我们 的年龄有多大，我们每一个人都应该努力去成为人众人的榜样。
And if we're able to all become examples to the believers, then our churches will truly grow.
如果我们每一个人都能够致力于成为众人的榜样，那我们教会就一定成长。
We cannot expect to ignore a generation and say they're too young and cannot do things.
我们不要去轻忽年轻的一代，认为他们太年轻。
But at the same time, we cannot just set them aside and say, okay, you grow on your own.
但是同时我们不能把他们放在一边，教他们自己去成长。
It all has to be together within the body of Christ.
我们都必须要在基督的身体里面一起来成长。
Because one day, our churches are going to change.
因为有一天我们教会要改变。
It's either we close our doors,
或许我们就是关门了。
Or we're able to train up the next generation of leaders that will carry the baton and the flame for the next generation.
或是我们能够训练我们的下一代，能够成为我们的接棒人。
And so with that, let me pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord God, we want to thank you for this time.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
We thank you that you have given us your word.
我们感谢你把你的工作交给我们。
And we pray, Lord, that you allow us to train up the next generation as well.
主，我们恳求你帮助我们知道怎么样来训练我们的下一代。
May our churches remain steadfast in you.
愿我们的教会在你面前坚定的站立。
May the body of Christ be more and more effective around us.
愿基督的身体在我们当中一起有工作的果效。
For you are our head.
因为你是我们的头。
And we are your body.
我们是你的身体。
May us live according to that.
愿我们都能够照着你的话语而活。
Let us be an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
让我们都能够在言语、行动、信心、清洁、爱心上面做人的榜样。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.